How are you feeling?
I feel good. You know, just looking forward to this week to get feeling as healthy as possible for, come Monday night.
For someone that went out and didn't come back in, by the way,
I think, for everybody, it's a good time for us to, keep working on our bodies to get back to, 100%, because during the season, you have your ups and downs of, feeling good, getting a little beat up. So, for everyone to just have a, few days to, keep working out, get yourself back to feeling 100%, to working towards, the rest of the season.
How important is it, obviously you don't unplug too much, but maybe get away from the game for a couple of days and kind of mentally recharge?
Yeah, you don't want to get away too much, because, we still have a long season to go and you want to be dialed in to what we're doing. So, I think you just take a couple days here just to unwind and then get right back into it. You don't want to, not work out and just sit on your butt the whole time. So, I think that, guys are still going to be doing some things around here and, getting ready for that Monday night game that we have coming up. It's going to be a big game.
How helpful do you find self-scouting? Bill said today, we're not really worried about Carolina. We're more worried about ourselves.
Yeah, that's really big. You just look at some of the things that maybe you haven't done so well and you're trying to work on those specific things. For me, just some little things in the run game, working on hands and just leverage things. That always helps to just, have the pads on and just, work on technique stuff. Can't really do it in shell, so it's nice to have pads on.
It's relatively easy to find like a balance between how much you self-scout versus how much time they spend on the next opponent, or is it like...
Yeah, you always want to have a day after a game to kind of see the things that you didn't really do as well, and you want to try and work on those specific things. But then, pretty much after Tuesday, you have to move on and, start looking at the team you're about to play. So, you really have Monday, Tuesday to kind of look at the things that you're working on as far as personal things on the field that you're not doing as well as you'd like to. And then, Wednesday, you're just going 100% into the opponent.
Rob, were you pleasantly surprised with the time off for
It's always nice to have an extra day there, but I think right now at this time of the season, it's good for us to have a couple days away with family and just enjoy that time.
I know you can't say too much work. How are you doing physically?
I think that in the game there, just had a little something there. Just don't want to really get into the exact specifics of it, but it's something that with having a week off, I'm sure I'll feel better next week and running around and feeling good as far as in a week of recovery.
How do you feel about the state of the team at this point? 7-2 going in the bye with a 2-game lead. You got to be pleased with that. Certainly, there is room for improvement.
Yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. I think that if you look at the 2 games that we didn't win, there's a lot of things in those games that were kind of similar as far as not starting fast and not coming out in the third quarter and finishing games. So, really just trying to have a full 4-quarter victory is something that we're still striving to have. I don't think we've done it yet, so we got to continue to work, to come out and start fast all 3 phases, going to halftime, come out all 3 phases, and all work together all 4 quarters. So, again, I think right now, we're looking good, but we still have a lot more games to play, and we got to continue to improve as the season moves on.